You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter.
Hello there, Johnny. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And yourself?
Excellent. I'm fine, and I just thought perhaps we need a little break from wall-to-wall earthquake and election coverage.
Fair enough.
And that's why I've been thinking since Leonard Cohen died, I've been thinking about his songs and trying to work out who was Leonard Cohen religiously, spiritually. It's such an interesting story.
Cool.
Are you quite a fan of Leonard Cohen yourself?
Well, like everybody, I'm very, very familiar with, you know, some of the really well-known songs. Hallelujah is the one that's always intrigued me. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was sung brilliantly at our church service on Sunday by one of our musicians, Chris at Ponsonby Baptist. And I suddenly realized what a disturbing song it is, actually, when you sit and think about the words. And then a lot of Leonard Cohen is profoundly disturbing because of its curious blend of spirituality and sexuality, of despair and depression, and little glimpses of hope.
Right.
And this is the bit that I want to talk about. You know, I mean, I wonder whether a lot of people sing the Hallelujah song without realizing just how bleak a song it is.
Do you know, it's actually one of those songs that's written so well, you don't even need to be a good singer and it'll sound pretty
good.
No, I must say I haven't sat down and completely broken it down myself. Jeff Buckley does a good one. What else? Yeah, I'm sure you can enlighten us as to the bits and pieces.
Well, you know, let me just read, you know, say this verse from Hallelujah. Well, there was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? So he's talking to the divine. But remember when I moved in, you and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. And then, maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. And so I began exploring the story of Leonard Cohen, and of course it's a very well-known story, and it's full of paradoxes. You know, this, I'd always thought of him as a Jewish lyricist, really, but the Judaism, in some ways, he was a Jew, but he was a very secular Jew in outlook. The strongest aspect of his faith was probably Buddhist. And he was attracted to Buddhism because he didn't need to believe in God. But then he was, in a sense, a failed Buddhist. He had been very, very attracted to a Japanese Buddhist master. And he joined a monastery in California of this particular Japanese Buddhist tradition. And they gave him special dispensation so he could smoke and drink and still be a member of the monastery, as long as he got up earlier in the morning so that he didn't disturb the other monks. But of course, he didn't last. And he was later to say that while he was in the monastery, he'd lost all his money to somebody was it his publicist or somebody who had cheated him of money, and he never got that money back.
Yeah, bummer. I think that's why he ended up going out on the road. He was he needed to get some coin back because of all that kind of drama.
Yes, to recover his funds. Mm. And there was the interesting story of his ups and downs in his personal life. And I think somewhere in this, I think this is a very contemporary kind of spirituality because it is deeply spiritual, even though he often denied that he was a particularly spiritual person. But you see, it was a spirituality of uncertainty and bleakness and exploration and sometimes tremendous doubt in himself. I mean, of course, he was, like so many great musicians, a very depressive personality. Which songs would you think of as your favourites?
Suzanne is my favourite. No hesitate
well,
there.
Even in Suzanne, you could see in Suzanne there is a certain bleakness in his idea of human relationships, isn't
there? Yeah, his latest record's called You Want It Darker, so, I mean, definitely.
Yes, and I've not been through the full list of the songs that he sings on that, but it does strike me to maybe the bleakness, it didn't list at the end of his life, don't think.
Right.
And yet, of course, this is the richness of his music.
Mm.
That I mean, it's hard to imagine a kind of optimistic and cheerful Cohen, and yet the music is often uplifting, even in its bleakness. And I wonder how he does that. Maybe it's because he uses the riches of, you know, the affirmations in our culture and in our religions, but then, you know, plays with them and explores them. And so the words are there, even though he doesn't believe he can acknowledge them.
Mm. Yeah, like kind of doesn't think that he's qualified in a sense.
Yes. So there's a tentativeness in everything that he says and does, and yet the very riches of exploring that tradition makes the songs so spiritual for us in our culture, where if you were just a believer, I think it wouldn't ring true to our society.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I guess he's using maybe sort of baiting the listener a little bit and using that as a vehicle, you know, and you kind of, a good writer, you know, you can write about a loved one and they'll think you're talking about something completely else because it means a lot different to you than what it does to someone else, you know. So,
Of course, and I don't want to
leaving
that
door a little bit open, you know.
And I don't want to say the songs reach a certain conclusion or necessarily advocate something. There's a sense of longing and aspiration in songs that we've got to work out how we read them and how bleak we think they are, where they end, if you like. You can see they start with bleakness.
Good amount of irony in there.
But there's a fair bit of irony, and there's a certain sense where the music seems to convey hope against the bleakness.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Good dude.
And I mean, that's the importance of Cohen, I'm quite sure. That he spoke the language of so many people, and he let them reflect on the questions that were big to them, that's from whichever religious tradition they were from.
Spot on, yep. Cool, thanks, Peter. That's I like talking about Leonard Cohen, so this is good.
Fantastic. Play some.
We will.
Excellent.
We'll catch you next week.
Very good. I look forward to it.
Cheers, mate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.